Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Walking and talking with Christ, that's going to be a day. Just think about it, the day that we get to walk and talk with Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad about that? Let's sing it now. We're going back and sing that second verse. Sing it. You're sounding good.
Oh, walking and talking with Christ, the supernal one. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Eternal one, won't it be wonderful? Okay, sing it. Won't it be wonderful then? Having the burdens to bear, joyously singing when heart bells are ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful?
I'll sing it again. Oh, won't it be wonderful then?
Storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Till the storm over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds grow forever from the sky. Hold me fast.
Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storm never darkens the sky. Storms come no more. Let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by.
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till
say.
It's just good to gather together and worship the Lord. I'll tell you, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit here in this service tonight. And if you got a testimony on your heart and you just can't help it, you ought to tell us about it. We're not going to drag out the service, but I'll tell you what, I want to give everybody an opportunity to be blessed and bless others around. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Hey, man. Amen. I'll tell you what. And just remember the sights that she has seen and is beholding. And as the song says, or the song, the one writer said, the half has not yet been told. It's a good day to be a Christian. John chapter 14, very briefly. I'll not try to take away from the atmosphere or the spirit of the Holy Ghost in moving in this service tonight. And by the way, it does not frighten me one bit to be in the presence when the Holy Spirit is moving. In fact, when the day He moved into my heart and brought salvation, it changed my want to and set my feet in the right direction. Let not your heart be troubled. We're living in a time when it seems like trouble is on every hand. If you listen to the news, it's bad and badder and worse. If you listen to the read the newspapers, it's all gloom and doom, despair on me. But I'll tell you what, when you go to the Holy Book, it's all on the winning side. Now, we've celebrated the birth, and we rejoiced over the fact that He was born in Bethlehem, and a little cow stall. And we have studied His life as He walked the hills of and the mountains around Galilee, and how He, on the shores of Galilee, preached the gospel. And in the ship on the Sea of Galilee, how He calmed the storms of life. Well, I want to tell you today, those storms on the Sea of Galilee were nothing compared to the storms of life that we face today. And I want to go on record as saying one more time, He can calm the storms in your life tonight. I thank God that He is an on-time God. And I just want to share just a few brief scriptures with you and praise the Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. Do you believe in God? The question is tonight, where is your belief system? Are you believing? Do you believe in God? As I look over the congregation, I would say just everyone here tonight has been saved. Praise God, this young lady can say now she's part of the family. Receive Jesus here at Christmas time. What a wonderful gift that she received, having the Holy Spirit living in her, making her a new creation in Christ Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? He says, Jesus goes on one more step, says, you believe in God, believe also in me. You see, it's one thing to believe there is a God, but that's not enough. You see, there are many gods in this world, or gods, little gods, things that people make gods. They carve them, and they whittle them, and they make images, and they worship and bow down to those images. But those are dumb, dead idols, if you please. They are not gods that people are worshiping today. There's only one, and that's the God of heaven. But look what it says. In my Father's house are many mansions. If you believe in God, believe also in me. These are the words of Jesus. You see, there's a lot of religion going on in this world today. But you see, it stops short of letting Jesus Christ be the God of their life. churches are everywhere preaching or teaching rather the Bible, the Scriptures. They're teaching the Scriptures, but they're leaving that the essential. You cannot get to heaven without Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit living in you. It's totally impossible. She received the Holy Spirit this morning. I mean, hey, listen, I'm telling you what I like to call come unglued. Son, I mean, you preach a good message, and you preach the gospel down. And I want to tell you, when the book is preached and the listeners are hearing, the Holy Spirit is moving, something is going to happen. I'll tell you what, I remember the time when I came under the Holy Ghost conviction, and I never will forget. A little church outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Zion View, I think, was the name of that church. I went over there. It was with a little singing group. We was going to be the entertainment. That's about all we was. I mean, we was just entertainment because I didn't have Jesus. But I'll tell you what, before that night was over, I want to tell you, I knew that I was not saved and I was going to go to hell. Brother Mevin, did you get saved that night? No. My word. I want to tell you, I was in such a storm. I was so emotionally upset. It took me about 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. I was scared to go to sleep at night. I'm telling you, I even had a dream one night. I dreamed that I was headed down to hell, and I was almost going over, dropping over into the flames. I could feel the flame. The next morning when I woke up, I had the brimstone taste in my mouth. I mean, that was so close. You see, God was dealing with my heart. Salvation is real. Conviction, Holy Ghost conviction is real tonight. But I'll tell you what, that day, finally, when I was come home from work, 14 Collier Road, I went, didn't even go into the house. Went over to, they was cutting I-29, I-35, whatever you want to call that road, north. But anyway, it was one of those big, huge expressways. There's big, giant boulders over the right behind the property where I was living. I got over behind those boulders that afternoon, and I said, Lord, if you don't save me, you might as well kill me and carry me on to hell because I could not be any more miserable. I prayed and nothing happened. But I'll tell you what, I got up and went into the house. They was having a revival service over at D4 Avenue Baptist Church. Brother, you was a member there. And I said, well, I might as well go on to church revival service tonight. There ain't nothing happening. Nothing changing. I'm so miserable, I don't know what to do. And I walked into that bathroom to clean myself up and get ready to go. But I'll tell you what, the minute I walked into that bathroom, there was somebody else in the room. And Jesus Christ came into my heart. And I've never been the same since then. And I won't ever be the same. But look, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. That other step it says. But he goes on to say, in my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Honey, he's building a mansion for you. You may be in a nice home down here. You may live in a nice neighborhood down here. Nothing compared to what you got over there. Oh, listen, nothing to compare what heaven's like. Nothing. This world, this earth cannot contain what God has already prepared there in heaven for us as we are waiting. He's waiting on us to come. He said in verse number 3, and I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again. I don't know how much longer it's going to be, but I look around, I want to tell you, folks, all the signs are right now. I'm not a date setter, but I sure am looking for the uppertaker. I don't think I'll see the undertaker. I'm looking for the uppertaker. I am looking for the rapture of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It could happen tonight. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You say, well, now, Brother Melvin, I don't know about that thing. I got things to go. I got a place to go and things to do. Well, I want to tell you, there's nothing so important that I'd want to stay down here for. There's no thing that I've got. By the way, I'd rather go into heaven tonight than have to go where I'm going tomorrow. Oh, listen, that's why it's such a good day to be a Christian. It says, whether I go, you know, in the way you know. Thomas, by the way, we called him Doubting Thomas. But I'll tell you what, he might have been a doubter, but he sure got in the family. Brother Joe, I'm afraid a lot of us was doubters at one time. Hey, listen. I've had so many people through my life in the ministries tell me, I just don't believe there's a God. I don't believe there's a heaven. I believe when you're dead, you're just graveyard dead. But I've seen them go down the road, and I've seen the Holy Ghost get on them, and I've seen the Holy Ghost enlighten them and cause them to see that they were lost, they are going to hell, and they need saving, the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and they'd be saved. And oh, that what a difference their life was. You'll never be the same, young lady. You're headed for a different direction. You've got a different master leading the way. And I'll tell you what, we're going to be praying for you, young lady. Amen. Oh, listen, I'm heard. I'm going to just be another minute or two, and we're going to have the closing. It says here, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And these are the words of Jesus. Now listen, these are not my words. These are the words of Jesus. Jesus said to him, I am the way. He says, I am not only the way, but I'm the truth. The years ago, there was a saying going around in the intellectual hippie kind of environment. They would get in a little group and have a discussion, and they would say, well, have you learned any new truth? Well, I want to tell you, for you young people that did not know about the hippie movement, they thought they were hip-hop, but they was about to pop, really. I'm telling you, we lived through the hippie movement, didn't we, Brother Joe? Oh, Lord, some of y'all young folks don't even know what it's like. You walk down the street and you couldn't tell the boys from the girls. Might be getting that way now. Get back to the book, Melvin. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. He says, I am the truth. He says, and I am the life. Now, he's talking about eternal life. That life that only comes through the rebirthing. You see, when you're saved, you become a new creation. The Bible says, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. You're new. You know why? There are places that we probably, some of y'all might have used to love to hang out at. You don't hang out there any longer. I never did do any of that kind of stuff. I don't tell you why I didn't do it. I had a mama that had a belt. And my mama's belt wasn't big enough, and there was a peach tree outside in the yard, and it was not to grow peaches. But I praise God for my raising because I was taught about Jesus in the home. As the home goes, so goes the nation. Look what's happening today, my dear friend. The home is going down. Our nation is going down. When you take God out of the equation, by the way, I have never seen such. Can I politic just a minute? And I'm not saying Republican or Democrat or whatever. Listen, in fact, of the business, you shake them up, and I don't know which one to fall out of the sack first. But our nation has taken on the wrong entity. When I say taken on the wrong entity, you don't fight God. You take God out of the schoolhouse, you've got a corrupted school. You take God out of the social environment, you've got a corrupted social environment. You see what's happening around here in America. Hey, young folks down in the schoolhouse, I feel sorry for y'all. I mean, they'll tell you there is no God, and you're crazy if you think there is. We'll say, crazy then. No. I want to tell you, you know why all these things that are happening now are happening? Because we have let those who think they're so intellectual take control, and they have pushed God out of America. You see, we were always known as the Christian nation. We were looked on around the world as being strong because of the God we served. Now, we're not respected here in America and around the world any longer. Why? You see, the God that has kept America strong has been kicked out. And the God of creation, of atheism has gone in and had corrupted our nation. While they're making laws that are contrary to God. And we are letting them do it. You say, well, I'm not. Well, if according to how y'all vote. Whew. Move on, Brother Melvin. I'm politicking now. By the way, I'm not saying Republican or Democrat or Independent. I'm saying God. Jesus saith unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the only way. Oh, I know that they're teaching a new religion. They're saying, well, if you'll just be a good moral citizen and you attend to these little worship services. There's just and watch our strobe lights and all these things that are so attractive now, that are brought from the world scene, so that you can enjoy coming to church. You're gonna be all right. One second after death, they're gonna realize they've made a mistake. One second after death. But I'm glad this church is not changing. I'm glad this church is going to hold on to the truth. We may not pack them out anymore, but I'll tell you what, we'll get what we can. That's good enough for me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. They're going to play a song of invitation, and of course we're going to give you the opportunity. Christian, as we begin to close this year, I know this is, we have this around Watts Night and all of that, those things, but it's time we as individuals got more serious about God. And I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight. But every one of us need to have that burden. We should have a burden for our individual self, but not self. Moms, dads, you need to have that burden for the home. Kids, you need to have that burden to be faithful and cooperative in the home. And you need to have that burden to be a light when you attend school, that you'll not be part of the things of this world. Lord, I pray tonight for these precious children. Lord, that you'll build a shield around them, Heavenly Father, that they'll be able just to stand firm in spite of the adversity that comes in their way. I pray tonight that you'll move West Side closer to you. Lord, that we might be able, Lord, that we might be able to do the work that you've called us to do here at Westside Baptist Church. I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. our Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King Jesus. We pray this prayer. We've issued this challenge to your people tonight. And we petition your help, because it's through the Holy Spirit, the power of God, that we're able to continue serving. We're able to continue witnessing. Give us strength and help us to keep the vision. We pray this in your holy, sweet name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.